I have performed on many stages in my life, and growing up in rural Alaska, I understand that just about anything can be considered a stage. Hell, my first stage was the sidelines of our tiny gymnasium. So, like, and if we're being honest, almost every sketchy stage that I've been on, even though I've traveled the world, has been in rural Alaska. So this story is about one of those. Between 2012 and 2019, I had the good fortune of getting to go once a year out to Bristol Bay for a festival called Fishtival. And it's nestled between the two towns of Naknek and King Salmon. And basically, you play every bar that exists for as long as you physically can. And the fishermen, if it's been a good year, fill your tip jar with a lot of money. It's a great gig. So back, this story happened, it must have been 2013, I was still drinking, so I call it my drinking days, which is a crucial part of this, because I think the only reason it happened was that was part of it. I was playing the Kinko Inn, it's now considered it's called the Sockeye Salmon. The stage was this tiny little stage, but the thing that made it weird is that on each side of it were these matching structures, like a wooden platform with these giant like metal poles coming out of it wrapped in gill net. And the first year I played there, I asked the bar owner, I'm like, what the hell are those things? He says, oh, those are my crab pots. And with as if like I was going to know what that meant. And then he explained, oh, that's my solution to dealing with the liability of drunk people dancing on tables. I'm like, okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. So anyways, a couple years later, I'm back at the Kinko. I'm playing my set. I'm just finishing up. And he announces that that night they're going to be holding the crab pot dance-off. And I had remembered him mentioning this to me before, but I definitely never witnessed it and had no idea what I was getting into. So I finish up my set with a Johnny Cash song, you know, really got to make sure those fishermen are happy and putting tip money in the jar. They bring me over a round of whiskey, and the owner goes around and starts saying, okay, you guys know the drill. What happens in Fishtival stays in Fishtival. Put your cell phones in this basket. And I start to realize I have no idea what I'm about to witness. So I'm definitely at that point not drunk enough to think that I'm going to get involved in this, but very excited to be, to witness it. And the table of girls next to me, they're getting super excited and they're all signing up. And so she kind of looks over. She goes, you know, we're really all just here to see Matt. And I go, well, who's Matt? And she's like, oh, the reigning champion. Like, you'll see him. He's a firefighter, but also a pilot. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is just like every like thirsty, like everyone in King Salmon comes out to check out this dude. So I'm another whiskey. And at this point, I say, you know what? I am going to sign up. This is going to make a great story one day, I say. A great story. I'm not a great dancer, but I do love to dance. So what, am I going to make a couple rounds? Like, yeah, got this. So they're explaining the rules. The bartenders, who I luckily had become very chummy with that weekend, they had suddenly, like, disappeared and reappeared in, like, the sexy, like, Halloween-style, like, sexy ref outfits with the whistles. And they were up on top of the bar. And on the stage, they threw down this, like, very dusty costume box. It was like lingerie, dresses, wigs. And they say the only rule is you have to be wearing some form of a dress, but otherwise anyone can participate in this. So fast forward, I am more drunk and I'm also dripping in sweat because I am in the crab pot to the right side of the stage and I have been in this crab pot for what feels like hours. I am drunk enough at this point that I want this entire thing to be over. I am definitely at the part of my like party night where I want a snack and I want to go to sleep. Somehow I have continued to be pushed forward into the winner's bracket, which yes, there was a winner's bracket. So all of a sudden, the owner comes up. He's like, all right, like, that's it. We're going to do an intermission. Then it's going to be time for the finale, which is going to be Matt, our reigning champion, versus our visiting folkster, Emma Hill. How exciting is that going to be? He's like, also, I'm upping the ante. Winner gets $250. Right? Now, if you know me, you know I love money. And so, like, every tired part of me was like, I was like, I got this. I'm back. I'm back, baby. Because, you know, I was living in like a house share at the time. I was only working as a musician. $250 was like the amount of my entire rent for a month. So there was a lot on the line. So with my newfound, you know, competitiveness, I'm kind of gearing up. I'm thinking what I'm going to do. And I realize I got to run and pee before it's time to do this crazy dance. And I, on the way back from peeing, this guy kind of grabs my arm and he goes, hey, I'm Matt. And I was like, cool, bro. And he's like, so like, this is kind of a big deal for me. So like, I don't know what game you're at, but like, just can you like let me keep this one? Like, I'll even give you the money. And then the real competitive side of me came out. I was like, oh, Matt, honey, I love money, but you know what I love more? Winning. So I run over to Maddie and I'm like, yo, I need a plan now. Like, what is this guy's deal? She goes, okay, so you've got to fucking beat this guy. He is such a cocky asshole. She's like, okay, he does the same song every time. There's going to be a pitcher of water involved. And like, it's ridiculous, but he is very athletic. So it's kind of acrobatic. So it is kind of impressive. So like, step up your game. I'm like, shit. Okay. So I'm like, all right. So here's the deal. You play his song first. And then when that's done, you play my song, and then you rush up with two pitchers of water, and I'm gonna nail this thing. So I run up to the costume box. I grab a red wig and what looks like maybe an 80s era, very frumpy satin negligee. And I run to the bathroom and I put it on under my dress. And honestly, I was wearing kind of what I'm wearing tonight, you know, I had my good old boots on and some leggings and a little dress. And you could not see that I had changed anything other than the ridiculous red wig. So I hop out. Here we are. It's go time. The finale. It was real evident. I just learned so much about Matt that night because his song comes on and I quickly realize, oh, it's Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. Because of course it is. This guy is just having his yearly like stripper fantasy happening. And so he is just dancing and the crowd's going fucking crazy. And then like as if on cue, like the never-ending repetition of that song is going and he starts climbing up these cages like very gracefully, like not hard for him at all, gets to the top, is like flailing about, and then proceeds to like with no effort flip himself upside down and is doing fucking upside down push-ups on top of this thing. And even I'm losing my shit at this point. I'm like, this is really impressive, damn. And so I was like, no, get it together. And I will say what helped me get it back in the game was he's done, they go crazy. All of a sudden, Nelly's It's Getting Hot in Here comes on. And I know, I'm like, middle school me dance the hell out of this song. And so I just start going nuts. You know, I'm just, I'm in it. I've got the red wig. I'm high on adrenaline even more than like whiskey at this point, I think. And then for a slip second, I'm like, I'm strong. I could climb. So they kind of start climbing. And I'm like, just kidding. And then I come back down. And then I remember I was like, oh, I was supposed to work like this like striptease thing into it. Because, you know, his ending was like, shh, like sweaty abs, water everywhere. And I was like, I can do something like that. I might not be able to do upside down push-ups, but I can definitely do stuff with water. So going crazy. And I look over, Maddie, what a gym, has delivered my water. And so I quickly, before they can be disappointed, I'm like messing with my boot. And I can kind of look at them. Like there's a bit of shock happening in their eyes. And they're like, is fucking Goody Two Emma Hill like about to take her clothes off in front of us? And I was like, maybe. I knew. I was like, ooh, I've got him. I've just got to reel him in now. So I take this off, and I strip off my dress. And in the same moment that they realize I've just got this really hideous negligee and I'm not actually showing them my tits, I dump the water over the wig and my dress, and I threw it down like the obvious victor that I knew I was. And they fucking lost it, and I won. And I felt amazing. And then I hopped out of this, and the adrenaline already started to wear off. I think I was, like, going to pass out. I'm not kidding. Matt stomped out of the bar in a rage, in an actual temper tantrum. I felt bad for him for a second, but then I realized, wow, I just became, like, festival royalty. And so that's the story. And the only thing I'll end with is you can bet your ass I went back the next year and won it again. Yeah.